Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Modern facilities equipped with digital learning tools and trained teachers may seem commonplace for current Barbadian schools, but 80 years ago, on this day, October 4th, 1951, the situation was quite different. In fact, during that period, Director of Education Major Gildon Reed described the conditions in many elementary schools as very bad. During an interview with the Barbados Advocate newspaper, Major Reed complained that while more children than ever before were entering school, the government had only managed to build two new elementary schools in 4 years. With the exception of the newly built St. Leonard's Girls' School at Richmond Gap, most buildings, he said, fell far short of the minimum requirements laid down by the Ministry of Education in England. They were overcrowded, poorly built, and staffed by too few trained teachers. The 1940s marked the start of Barbados's education reform. Building on proposals by the previous education director, Mr. Howard Hayden, in 1943, schools began grouping children by age rather than attainment. Major Reed called it the greatest protection to parents because it ensured no child was unfairly held back due to their circumstance or teacher's bias. The reforms also sought to introduce a full system of age, ability, and aptitude. Plans for the rebuilt St. Leonard's Boys' School promised practical training in woodwork, metalwork, and crafts for students suited to those areas. While Major Reed insisted that nothing should be allowed to interfere with the realization of the new structure, concerns still lingered to the point that secondary school head teachers often complained that incoming pupils were not up to standard. Major Reed argued that with more children attempting secondary entrance, it was natural that not all would match the brilliance of earlier, smaller cohorts. He also criticized vestries that selected scholarship students on means alone, rather than ability, a practice he believed limited progress. The introduction of a common course for pupils aged 11 to 13 was another milestone that created a shared curriculum across elementary and secondary schools. Syllabuses were divided into three streams, advanced, average, and below average, with additional support for children with learning delays. Major Reed further emphasized the need for a stronger inspectorate as he acknowledged that this measure was the only way that the reforms could succeed. Today, Barbados's education system stands in sharp contrast. Universal access, expanded secondary and tertiary opportunities, and integration of technology have lifted standards to levels unimaginable in 1951. Yet, it can be argued that Major Reed's call for balanced investment in both infrastructure and teacher support remains as relevant even today as it did on this day, October 4, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.